It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Selena Gomez opened up about her difficult year. The Back to You singer said, "Last year, I took a lot of time off. I think that I needed a moment to myself because I do feel like I was growing and changing." She said, "I am a believer of therapy, so I think that I've had a lot of opportunities where I kind of reflect on the younger me, and I think a lot about the times that I wish I would have hugged my younger self." She also acknowledged that she has had great moments and bad moments in the past year. She said that her new album will be out this year and that there will be no featured artist because she wants it to be all about her.
That's like a rarity nowadays to have like just you on an album.
This album has been delayed for so long because she had multiple singles come out. Every single one of them flopped. And so she kept delaying the album. So she had to like start over from scratch, which sucks. But I think her and Bieber are going to have albums out this year.
Yeah!
Empire stars Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard believe that Jussie Smollett should be brought back to the show for the next season. Henson and Howard, along with other members of the cast, wrote a letter to Disney and Fox saying, "Together as a united front, we stand with Jussie Smollett and ask that our co-star, brother, and friend be brought back for our sixth season of Empire. Throughout Empire's five seasons, working with Jussie and watching how he has conducted himself throughout this traumatic event, we've come to know not just the character Jussie portrays, but also come to know Jussie's personal character." It's very hard for me not to laugh while reading this. He is kind. He is compassionate. He is honest.
He's honest.
And above all, he is filled with integrity. What?
Wow.
He's also innocent and no longer subject to legal uncertainty with the criminal charges against him having been dropped. We are confident in his lawyer's assurance that the case was dismissed because it would not have prevailed. Then it got a little political with the cast writing at the end, "It's clear every day that the extreme political climate in our country has made our system of justice in the core of public opinion more unjust."
Political climate might be extreme, but that's got nothing to do with you lying about a hate crime that didn't happen, which has implications for other people that really might have things happen to them, whether it's with a Trump or not, whatever it is. It's like being, you know, treated differently because of who they are. You've made it tougher for them to have a case now and to be heard when they speak up. Like, yeah. That's your fault.
Yeah, Joe is right about that. And yesterday, you know, in Texas, John William King was executed. John William King was executed, who actually did a real hate crime on an innocent black man way back when.
Drug him,
chained him up to his truck and drug him. And he was finally executed yesterday on death row in Texas. So I was wondering all day yesterday, I wonder if Jussie Smollett sat and read about that and really reflected.
Probably
and
not.
Thought.
Probably not.
No,
probably
I just
not.
Don't understand because the charges were dropped, but not because they thought he was innocent. Like, everyone knows what happened freaking happened. So, mm-hmm. Them saying that he's innocent, it's like, bro, there's footage. I don't know.
Yeah, they also, you know, same thing, charges dropped against R. Kelly, charges dropped against Michael Jackson. There's all these weird gray areas of why these types of things happen in the
Just because you're not found guilty of something doesn't mean you didn't do something
exactly.
bad.
Right.
It just means they couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable
Anthony
doubt.
Casey Anthony found innocent.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was innocent,
George
though.
Zimmerman found innocent. You know, there are a lot of cases. O.J. Simpson found innocent.
Oh, like, the juice?
There's so many cases like this, you know? Anyway, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson are reportedly cooling things down in their romance after dating for only a few short weeks. A source says that Kate and Pete got super serious very fast, but they've decided to slow things down a bit. The source added that slowing down doesn't necessarily mean stopping. They're still dating as of now, so I guess maybe they're not broken up, but they are taking a little bit of a break, which probably means they are going to break up. 45-year-old Kate Beckinsale and the 25-year-old SNL actor were first linked in March when they were spotted tongue-kissing in the stands at a New York Rangers game in NYC. And Brie Larson revealed that there is an R-rated phrase engraved on Samuel L. Jackson's lightsaber.
Super heavy. He actually got to pick it out himself. That's like one of the perks of being a Jedi is you get to build your own lightsaber. And it's engraved with something on it that I can't see on TV, right? Oh. Or will you bleep it out?
I can bleep it out. What does it say?
Bad mother.
I knew that there would be. Or get these snakes off of my craft.
Yep. Coming up in less than an hour, Kanye West has a weird new business venture.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.